This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com. You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys. We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. I'm really having trouble with all this whole tech society being glued to your iPhone, having everything go through your iPhone or your smartphone. I'm not doing a very good job, and I'm missing the boat on a lot of it. And I'm doing a lot of old school stuff that you all aren't doing. And I'm starting to feel bad. I'm starting to feel stupid. Like, for example, okay. So, I go to these meetings, right, because I teach at Toro University of Nevada, and every time I'm in a meeting, we set up a follow-up meeting, and everybody at the table in the conference room, right, goes, all right, so guys, how about next Tuesday, 2 p.m., and everybody goes onto their phone, and they check their schedule on their phone. Now, I have a Google Calendar. But the only thing the Google Calendar says is, you know, shipment from Walmart coming, you know, when we're in football season, you know, Dallas Cowboys playing this Sunday. I have nothing on my calendar. And so everybody else is on their phones checking their calendar and then putting in a meeting request. Me, I can't. And I go, I won't be able to tell you guys. And they look at me and go, why not? Well, because I got to head back to the office, and then I got to load up the computer, and I got to turn on the computer so I can access my work email. And once I can access my work email and my work calendar, then I could tell you, and then I'll have to check, and then I'll have to write all you guys back. So everybody in the room goes, well, gosh, I don't know why you can't access it through your phone. All right, so I'm sitting there, because none of them are tech savvy. So this has been going on for almost 2 years. For 2 years, I have not been able to add things to a calendar on my phone. I've had to go to the office, because sometimes I'm off-site at meetings. Wait till I access my work computer. Sometimes I completely forget, so I don't even get involved or even invited to the meeting. And I like being invited to the meetings. I hate there being a meeting when I'm not invited to. I can't stand that, because then when you ever ask somebody, so what happened at the meeting, they'll just say, ah, nothing. You're like, well, why? Because did you guys talk about me? Am I getting fired? What was at the meeting? Like, I'm dying to know what happens at Genesis Communications Network meetings. They have these meetings, right? And they talk about how the hosts are doing. My guess is they do. Nobody tells me because I never get invited to the meeting. And I have no idea what they say about me or my show. So how's Dr. Dahlia's show doing? We took it off the air years ago. She still thinks she's on air. We don't tell her. I am so scared. I have no idea. No idea what happens in these meetings. I get scared. So finally, we're at the two-year mark. I've been over two-year mark. And somebody at the meeting goes, why don't you call IT? Now, I don't know if any of you guys work in IT, but if you don't have women throwing themselves at you or throwing underwear at you, I don't know what's wrong, because you guys are heroes. You, whoever works in IT, is the biggest hero. You know, everybody always loved the pilots and the cops. If you know IT, you are going to be so hot on the market. You, honestly, I mean, you saved the day. So I call up IT, and I tell IT my dilemma, and I'm crying. I am in hysterics because for 2 years I've been missing meetings. I can't put the damn meeting on my calendar. I can't use my iPhone. I have to go all the way back to my office. I just can't do it anymore. I need help. Please help me. And the IT guy on the other end says, come on down. It's actually very simple. I'll show you how to do it on your phone. I go, well, what do I need to bring? Do I need to bring hard drive? Do I need to bring floppy disks? Do I need to bring my computer in? Why aren't you sending a team to my office to set this up? Do I need to get a conference call going with Verizon? Or we have AT&T now. Do I need AT&T on board? Do we need to get Apple? You know, this is going to take, no, come on down with your phone. So I come down to IT. Within seconds, there's a little button, I guess, on some calendar setting. And I didn't watch him do it because he did it so fast. And again, I was in awe. You know, I just such a hero. And in a split second, he was able to connect my work email to, I probably shouldn't be saying this because somebody could steal my phone and then know what I do at work. I play a lot of Candy Crush at work, so don't tell anybody. That's on my calendar. You know, head for level 3000 on Candy Crush. But anyway, that's neither here nor there. So in a split second, he figured it out for me. So now I can access my work calendar on my phone. Now here's my problem with all of this. How come nobody in the conference room could tell me that? They didn't know? Or did they know and they purposely didn't want to tell me because they loved the fact that for 2 years I couldn't make it to the meeting? Is that what's going on? No, they were men. Women are tech savvy too. Don't be stereotyping women. But this was a room full of men. I don't know, call IT. My hero. I rubbed it in. ITs are my hero. They're the ones that are going to get the cookies, right? If I ever have extra pizza, they're the ones that are going to get the extra pizza. Man. But you know what? It stinks that I can't do, you know, another thing that I see some people do is they will voice activate their texts. So if they have to make a text, they just hit a button and they do it by voice. I still don't know how to do that. Every time I hit the microphone button, it doesn't work. So I'm really frustrated because I don't know how much money I'm spending on this phone, and it just isn't cutting it. I don't know. All right, when we come back, I want to teach you guys a little bit about eye color. Because apparently there is a big, huge trend for people to change their eye color, such that there's a woman who's left partially blind because she had a surgery to change her eye color. There's actually a surgery out there. We'll tell you about it in a second. Don't go away. 1-877 Dr. Ellie. Wanted to learn the basics of Spanish? Greetings, asking how someone is doing, body parts. And if you're in the healthcare profession, have you ever wanted to learn medical Spanish to the degree where you could do a whole history and physical? Well, we've created LearnHealthSpanish.com. In under 100 minutes, you will reach a level of fluency that will blow your employers away. LearnHealthSpanish.com offers an online course under $50 that makes a great gift. And if you use code DDW, you get a discount as well. So visit LearnHealthSpanish.com and start hablando español today. Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com. Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery, and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutral. Neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Brad, who was working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So Nadine Bruna, who's 32 years old, wanted to change the color of her eyes. We're being told by Fox News that now she has the sight of a 90-year-old. Why? Because the procedure went wrong. She lost 80% of her vision in her right eye, although I know a lot of 90-year-olds whose vision is pretty damn good, and 50% of vision in her left eye after opting for surgery to insert silicone implants to change the color. Now, they say the procedure is not approved in the U.S., so Miss Nadine Bruna flew to Bogota, Colombia. In the hope of changing her hazel eyes to a light gray color. She is an Argentinian model who lives in Miami, Florida, and she underwent the procedure along with laser eye surgery back in September 2016. Unfortunately, she began to experience some serious problems. She claims her vision was constantly blurry as a result of the pressure placed on her optic nerve by the implant, because it's an implant. And then her eyes were red and painful for months. And this woman was a beautiful woman, and you see her suffering. It changes her whole look. She returned to Columbia in March and June 2017 for two further procedures to attempt to repair the damage, but then was forced to seek medical attention at Bascom Palmer Eye Institute in Miami. Ophthalmologist Dr. Rania Habash led a team of medics to remove the dangerous implants in September, and then she underwent emergency sight-saving surgery to treat glaucoma, which is increased pressure in the eye, in November. So, currently, she has lost 80% of the vision in her right eye, 50% in her left eye, and she's going to have to be now dealing with these consequences, they say, for the rest of her life. Apparently, she had a career on Instagram. I didn't realize that you could become a model on Instagram. I want to do that. I've always wanted to be a model, but she's actually pretty. You know what? There's a lot of filters. There's a lot you can do. Apparently, she and her twin sister have both had this career on Instagram. They share images of the cosmetic procedures they've undergone. They regularly have their surgeries compensated and are often paid to feature medical practices on their accounts. They have more than 1 million combined followers. Bruna said she paid a discounted fee of $3,000 to undergo the procedures with Dr. Eugenio Carrera in return for a post on her social media account and a testimonial video. Yeah, I tell you, bartering, plastic surgery, you guys know I need a lot of plastic surgery. I don't have as many followers, obviously, and I don't think you guys want to see the type of plastic surgery I need done. I really want to get lipo. I just don't think I would let pictures be out of the pre. The post I wouldn't mind, but not the pre. So, anyway, she said, because of my Instagram following, I usually approach surgeons about collaborations and advertising. Wow. Yeah. She said, I got in touch with them to see if they would be interested in working together. I decided to get in touch with a Colombian doctor. It's just 3 hours from Miami where I live. She said, before the surgery, my eyes were completely healthy. They were in really good condition. She said, I was so naive. Ever since this surgery, I have had blurry vision. My eyes are red and itchy. My pupils can't adjust to light anymore because it could affect the pupillary reflex. And she's very photosensitive. So it ruined her life. Now, Dr. Rania Habash, who's an assistant professor of ophthalmology at Bascom Palmer Eye Institute, said that procedures like the one that she did to change your eye color could cause irreparable damage to the eyes. You're injecting a silicone plate into the eye. It clogs the drain of the eye just like a blocked sink. The pressure builds, keeps building inside the eye, causing glaucoma, inflammation, and then damaging eye structures. That's why these procedures are not FDA approved. So, I mean, why would people be having issues with their eye color? I mean, the way you are born, I mean, you know, I was born this way. I don't get it. So, you know, eye color, there's a variety of different eye colors. It is your phenotypic expression of your genes. Whether you have black eye, whether your eyes have brown, blue, gray, green, hazel, combination of colors, there's a whole variety of genetic mechanisms involved. Now, the colored part of the eye is called the iris. So when somebody's, you know, has blue eyes or brown eyes, it's the iris that's blue or brown. They say the human eye color, according to allaboutvision.com, originates with three genes, even though we really only understand two. They say these genes account for the most common colors, green, brown, and blue. Other colors like gray and hazel and multiple combinations are not fully understood. So we used to think that, okay, brown is dominant and blue is recessive. But they're saying that the eye color isn't that simple. It's not just, okay, recessive versus dominant. They say also eye colors don't come out as a blend of the parent's color like mixing paint. Each parent has two pairs of genes on their chromosome, so multiple possibilities could exist. And they call it like a Wheel of Fortune type spin. And they say Dutch researchers have announced that they are working on ways to determine eye color of adults with sophisticated DNA analysis that could predict 90% accuracy if you're going to have brown or blue eyes. And then in May 2010, the same researchers said they were closing in on the ability to more accurately predict even variable eye colors. Who cares? I mean, who cares what your eye color is going to be? You can always put in colored contacts and change them. They say most babies are born with blue eyes that can darken in the first 3 years, and they'll darken depending on melanin. Now, melanin is what also makes you tan and gives you your freckles. The brown pigment is usually not present at birth, but it develops with age. So, yeah, my boys were born with very blue eyes, and they still have the blue eyes. And I had blue eyes, my husband has blue eyes, so, although now my eyes are changing color, which happens with age. They say children can have completely different eye colors from their parents, but if both parents have brown eyes, most likely the kids are going to have brown eyes. And the dark colors do tend to dominate. So, if there's more of the genes for brown versus green, more likely you'll get the brown. Green will also win out blue. They say a brown-blue parent mix doesn't automatically though mean you'll have a brown-eyed child. So the blue, even though it was considered recessive, may still win. There could be a different pigment transport. There could be a variety of different issues. So eye color will change with age. It happens in 10 to 50% of the Caucasian population. And I notice when you age, your blue or the color starts to lighten. So younger looking people a lot of times have darker eye colors. People that have the brown eyes will look younger than people with blue eyes. If you look at people, the brown eyes, you just look younger with darker eyes than blue eyes. And then blue eyes will start to fade and lighten. So what are people doing? So I found this place called brightocular.com. And I guess it appears that they advertise changing eye color. They say the Brightocular Artificial Iris Implant is a U.S. invented device. Now, I don't see it say FDA approved because I don't believe these are FDA approved. But an artificial iris is a thin, flexible, non-toxic prosthesis, they say, which is compatible with body tissue. They say artificial irises are made of materials that are used in the manufacturing intraocular lenses. They say for years these have been placed in patients' eyes, like after cataract surgery, etc. They say the facility, Brightocular, is manufactured under Class 100, strictly controlled environment. The facility has ISO 13485 certification, which they claim is the highest medical device manufacturer in the world. And they say this procedure is ambulatory, meaning you don't have to stay overnight in the hospital. Short, safe, painless. Topical anesthesia, so they numb the eye. 15 minutes for each eye. Implant is flexible, can be folded and inserted through a peripheral corneal surgical incision, about 2.8 millimeters long. No sutures are needed. They make it sound amazing. And they say that the technique is FDA approved. They say artificial iris implant surgeries were first performed in 1996 by Dr. Rosenthal in the U.S. and Dr. Rush from Germany. And they say it's been done on patients in Europe, Canada, Asia, and the USA. But what's interesting is I don't see how the implant is FDA approved. They say the procedure, a cataract extraction or lens implantation, may be a FDA approved technique. But I'm not seeing the implant FDA approval. Now, are there medical applications? Absolutely. Some people have heterochromia where they have two different eye colors. And so some people do want to medically get that corrected. You have some people with albinism where they lack no pigment in their eye. Some people have no iris. So, you know, there are medical reasons to do this. But you have a lot of people doing it for beauty, and I would probably recommend against that. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. We'll be right back.
That? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNloans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNloans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNloans.com. That's GCNloans.com.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to gcnteam.com.
Join me, George Norrie, in Indian Wells, California, June 1st through the 4th for the Contact in the Desert UFO Conference, an epic weekend of exploration into ancient aliens, human origins, crop circles, and UFO sightings. More than 100 lectures, panels, workshops, and events with leading experts Giorgio Tsoukalos, David Wilcock, Linda Moulton-Howe, Eric Von Doniken, Corey Good, Doc Wallach, and more. Get tickets at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact. Contactinthedesert.com.
Bitcoin is losing crypto market share to other digital currencies. Bitcoin's astronomical rise led to the creation of numerous competitors like Ethereum, Ripple, and Litecoin, which have also seen massive gains in value. According to Quartz, Bitcoin made up 85% of the crypto market 1 year ago, and today it has fallen to 36%. Remember, the only way to win in the casino is to take chips off the table. Call Miles Franklin at 866-485-4346 and let us show you how to quickly turn your Bitcoin into the 5,000-year-old safety of precious metals. Miles Franklin can quickly convert your Bitcoin to precious metals with one phone call at 866-485-4346. That's Miles Franklin celebrating our 29th year in business without ever receiving a customer complaint. Call us at 866-485-4346. Fast, easy, safe, and convert your Bitcoin into gold with one phone call.
Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dolly Show. So they say if you're a night owl, you have a 10% increase higher mortality than those of us who don't. Say, according to a new study, diabetes, psychological problems, and an increased risk of dying could plague you if you're a night owl. The study was published today in the Journal of Chronobiology International. Excuse me. It tracked almost 500,000 adults in the UK. It's being reported by CNN over an average of 6.5 years. The researchers found that those people who identified as, quote, definite evening types at the beginning of the study had a 10% increased risk of all-cause mortality compared with definite morning types. They say night owls were more likely to have diabetes, neurological disorders, psychological disorders, gastrointestinal disorders, and respiratory disorders. That's according to Kristen Knutson, Associate Professor of Neurology at Northwestern Feinberg School of Medicine. She's also the leading author of the study. She says, what we think might be happening is there's a problem for the night owl who's trying to live in the morning lark world. This mismatch between their internal clock and their external world could lead to problems with their health overall in the long run, especially if their schedule is irregular. See, that's the key. Remember there were studies that came out talking about these centenarians, these people that lived past 100? And the reason why they lived past 100 is because there was a very predictable pattern that their bodies lived. They ate at the same time, they potted at the same time, they slept at the same time, and the body likes, you know, this rhythmic, predictable, cyclical type of living. The problem is for us younger folk, we don't have set schedules. Some of us do, but the majority of us don't. Things happen, people wake you up, kids wake you up, family members wake you up, cars wake you up. You know, things happen. So, they also say night owls tend to have worse health profiles. They're more inclined to have diabetes and heart disease. So they looked at a study between 2006 and 2010 that investigated risk factors for major diseases in men and women between the ages of 37 to 73, and in order to evaluate their circadian rhythm, or their chronotype, patients were asked to identify themselves as a morning person, more of a morning person than an evening person, more of an evening than a morning person, or definitely an evening person. And look, it's still scientific, even if, you know, we're asking people what they classify themselves. Apparently, there were 433,000 participants in this study. Now, during the 6.5-year follow-up, 10,000 of these participants died. They already ruled out age, sex, ethnicity, body mass index, smoking status, sleep duration, and they found that the evening types were the ones that had a higher increase. So of these 10,000, right, they found that there was more of a risk if they were night owls. They say the risk of death was not increased if you were more of a morning person. So what does that mean? I guess if you wake up at 5, 6 a.m., and you get a lot of stuff done, and you really, really, I guess, you know, live by the light, and then it starts getting dark at night, you wind down, you go to bed, you seem to do better than those people that sleep during the day and try to stay up during at night, I guess. They say a 2014 study also showed that those who stay up late had less white matter in certain areas of the brain associated with depression. White matter consists of nerve projections that relay and coordinate communication between different parts of the nervous system. So does that mean if you're a night owl, you're going to be more inclined to have dementia? I don't think so. But remember there was a study just 2 days ago saying if you miss one night's sleep, if you have one night bad sleep, it increases your risk of Alzheimer's. I'm just wondering if maybe this doesn't have to do with you going out and partying and, you know, driving on the roads at night. I'm wondering if it has to do with you're just not getting good sleep. You know, I mean, I don't know. We are animals, and we do not become one with our surroundings. And don't, now, I'm not going to start going into this big, huge, I know, don't, I don't really get a lot of that where you have to hug a tree, and I like trees, okay? I'm not saying hold tree branches like they're your brethren. I'm not saying to do that. But I think we really need to kind of stop. We need to go outside, and we need to see what outside can do for us, whether it's the sun, whether it's the wind. And let's look at wind, for example, not breaking wind. Let's just look at the wind. There was a lot of it in Las Vegas last night. I live in Las Vegas. There was some really bad wind. So here we are in our houses or our apartments, sitting by our computer, and there's dust settling, and we sneeze and all that. Well, when you go outside, the air is more fluid. The air moves. We're not breathing in stagnant air outside. Maybe we're not supposed to be always indoors. Maybe we're supposed to have, you know, I mean, in caveman days, it was a cave. It wasn't necessarily a closed hut. They lived in caves. Even rocks have cave formations. Maybe we're supposed to have some access to the outside world. Not when it's cold. But maybe we're not supposed to live in cold areas. Maybe we're supposed to live in warm areas where we get to be outside. I don't know. Everybody says that if you go camping, you sleep better than when you try to go to bed after being indoors with artificial lights. And so we recommend that if you want to sleep better, go outside, sit on the porch, sit in a rocking chair, look at the stars. It'll help you fall asleep. There's something about the outside and the nighttime and the stars that triggers your melatonin and helps you fall asleep. I don't know all the different things we could use nature for. And I'm not saying to strip off your clothes and do a naked and afraid type of thing. You know, I'm not saying you do. I still can't believe that show is still on. Have you guys seen that show, Naked and Afraid? I guess two people have to take off all their clothes. And then they have to, like, survive out in the wilderness somewhere until they, I don't know, die or until they get picked up or win the contest. And they have to run around naked. I don't get that. Yeah, I could never do a Naked and Afraid. I'm afraid to be naked. I don't know. It's apparently it's a hit show. All right. Okay, so don't be a night owl. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Zika is back in the news. And Zika has been kind of quiet lately. We haven't really been covering Zika that much because, well, it just hasn't been as exciting as all the other things going on, getting a new Secretary of State, etc. And we haven't heard of the numbers of microcephaly babies. If you guys remember, Zika had an epicenter in Brazil where there were multiple thousands of babies born with neurological damage and brains not well formed. And one concern is we were told that if somebody had Zika, a male or a female, whether they had a baby or not that had birth defects, Zika could remain in the semen. And now there's a new study, and they actually said that the Zika virus could remain in semen and be spread to others for months, 6 months even. Okay, and currently the CDC says that any man that has traveled to a Zika active region has to use condoms or abstain from sex for at least 6 months. Why? Because there was a study seeing that Zika virus lived in the semen for about 180 days. Now we're being told, no, maybe only a month at most. New data shows that actual infectious Zika particles remain in semen for much less time. And so now they're going to reevaluate the guidelines so that maybe if you do travel a lot, you don't have to abstain from sexual use condoms as often. My only issue with that is if there was one study that saw that the Zika virus lasted that long, then I believe there are some people where it would. And the Zika, if it is transmitted not only by mosquito, but through sex, then in areas where there's no mosquito, you could still transmit this very, very frightening disease. So it's interesting nonetheless. 1-877-DOCDOLLY, don't go away.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey purified water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Healthcare reform is confusing, but whether it's finding an affordable insurance plan, keeping your doctor, or being able to afford needed prescriptions, navigating the healthcare system has become a challenge. Control your own healthcare costs and choices with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of each other's medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to LibertyOnCall.org. That's LibertyOnCall.org.
Speak, speak, speak.
speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or
serious,
you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy. Have you ever wanted to learn the basics of Spanish? Greetings, asking how someone is doing, body parts. And if you're in the healthcare profession, have you ever wanted to learn medical Spanish to the degree where you could do a whole history and physical? Well, we've created LearnHealthSpanish.com. In under 100 minutes, you will reach a level of fluency that will blow your employers away. LearnHealthSpanish.com offers an online course under $50 that makes a great gift. And if you use code DDW, you get a discount as well. So visit LearnHealthSpanish.com and start Hablando Español today.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Here is what one satisfied customer had to say about Heart and Body Extract regarding his angina pain.
I haven't had an angina pain since I've been on it. The Heart Body Extract is just so great. I thank God that I was led to this product that's doing so much for me and that can do so much for other people.
Call to order your 2-month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
Message and data rates may apply.
Remembering when to change your fridge filter is a hassle. Remembering the right filter is almost impossible. So at Filters Fast, we have some good advice. Forget it. Instead, remember this. Text BEST 33 to 443-443 and check fridge filters off your to-do list forever. Get it all taken care of for a fraction of big box store prices with a Filters Fast brand filter. To see how much you can save, plus get free shipping, text BEST 33 to 443-443. With a huge range of brand name filters available, Filters Fast is America's number one online filtration company. And you can get a Filters Fast brand filter for a fraction of the price, delivered to your door every time you need it. No need to remember. It's not a matter of if you need a fridge filter. Why not text to get it taken care of? To see how much you can save and get free shipping, text BEST 33 to 443-443. That's BEST 33 to 443-443.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. All right, so this study really ticked me off. I'm looking at this headline. They say cancer doctors are twice as likely to pick one drug over another if they got kickbacks from the manufacturer. Oh, hell no. Now, I'm here to tell you, I have never seen any of the cancer doctors I work with do such a thing. Because if they are not effective in helping manage your cancer or cure your cancer, How are they going to stay open? How are they going to, you know, get referrals? So they're not going to, based on kickbacks, decide your fate. That's stupid. There is no kickback worth it. Are you kidding me? So according to the study, they say a new study uncovers more evidence that doctors are more likely to prescribe certain drugs if they receive kickbacks, like free meals and travel fares from manufacturers. I have never gotten travel fare from a pharmaceutical company. And if I did, I would not write a medication based on that if I didn't trust the medication. It makes no sense. They analyzed data on patients with two types of cancer, and they found oncologists were twice as likely to treat them with the drug if they had a financial relationship with the provider. This comes from the University of North Carolina. They said this trend is nothing new, but researchers warned this study showing unwavering correlation. I hate this. Look at this. Quote, between doctor payoffs and their patient treatment. Are you kidding me? This study was published in the Journal of the American Medical Association. Now, it did not look at whether the chosen drugs were worse or better for the patient. Ah, see? If the drug was better for the patient, so the pharmaceutical company reminded doctors of this data, and the doctor's like, oh, I like the data, I like the medication. And I'll tell you guys, you guys, there's no secret or surprise. One of my favorite cholesterol medications is Crestor, or Suvastatin. When Lipitor came out, Lipitor is a damn good cholesterol medication, the atorvastatin. I found it to be better than Lovastatin and Simvastatin. I really liked using Lipitor. I didn't seem to have as many people complain about body aches. I didn't have liver issues. You know, and again, I could start at a lower dose. So Lipitor was good. However, when Crestor came out from AstraZeneca, I just noticed that I could get away with 5 milligrams sometimes of Crestor to do what I needed to do. Or I would be inheriting these patients on 80 milligrams of Zocor, Simvastatin, 80 milligrams of it. And 80 milligrams, to me, was going to cause more issues with muscle and liver. And I could take those 80 milligram patients, put them down to a 20 milligram Crestor, and get the same result with less milligrams. And Crestor comes 5, 10, 20, 40. So I fell in love with Crestor because I could get away with less milligrams for more bang for my buck with that. Okay? AstraZeneca would come around to buy lunch. You think I'm not going to eat the lunch? AstraZeneca would have a dinner to teach us about the data, to tell us more about the drug and what the latest is and side effect profile, etc. You think I'm not going to go to the dinner? This is a drug I like to use. I don't have time to sit here and read up on every single drug. I'm liking this drug. It's working. Yeah, I'm going to go to dinner. If another drug came out and I didn't like the drug too much, no, I'm not really going to go to the dinner and learn about it because I'm not going to use it. I don't need a sales pitch on a drug I don't like. But I did like Crestor. So hell yeah, I'm hungry. Let's eat. Did those dinners sway me to write more of the medication? No. You don't remember what you eat past, like, 10 a.m. the next day. I don't even remember what I had for dinner last night. I seriously do not. Oh, you know why? Because I didn't eat dinner last night. That's why. So, to say that a doctor who has gone through decades of training and thousands of patients and millions of hours, okay, maybe not millions, but hundreds of thousands of hours working with patients, going through charts, reading articles, studying, doing everything that you have to do to be a doctor, to say that a three-course meal is going to take precedence on their choice of treatment over all those other hours and time and miles worked up for patient care is preposterous. I could get a three-course meal at Outback. I could get a three-course meal at Applebee's. I do not need a pharmaceutical company giving me a three-course meal to help me decide what's best for my patient. So I'm just going to cry BS on this study. Let me just say that. Now, what else do they say? Okay, my panties are all up in a bunch with this one. I'm mad. They say the researchers warned that the issue is more that patients may not be aware that any factors other than their well-being are taken into account. Okay. In this study's defense, lead author Aaron Mitchell, a fellow at the UNC School of Medicine Division of Hematology. All right, I get. They're the lead author. I get. If there are some doctors, and there's idiots in any field, there's idiots, okay? I think we can all agree with that, okay? If you have somebody that is torn between two drugs and is getting worked, right, by a company, and he's like, you want to know what? I don't really notice a difference. I don't care. Yeah, I'll pick that one. That could concern a patient. The patient wants to know that their body, that their phenotype, their genotype, their metabolism, their liver function, their kidney function, their heart, all taken into account, their insurance coverage is all taken into account before that medication is chosen. That we are, but there's not that many medications out there. And the other thing I wanted to tell you guys is, let's say you do have cancer and you want a second opinion. There's like Cleveland Clinic, there's like a whole bunch of different schools out there and learning institutions and hospitals and medical centers that you have to pay, but you can get a second opinion. You could plug in your treatment and your diagnosis and condition, and they will give you the best recommendation. So you can even get a second opinion against it, even without flying into the city. Or you could fly to another doctor and travel to another doctor and get that opinion. So researchers analyzed prescriptions for Medicare patients with two cancers, metastatic renal cell carcinoma of the kidneys and chronic myeloid leukemia, which is a leukemia that a cancer of the blood cells. They could be treated with various medications. And they looked at data on the open payment system for 2013 to 2014. And the Affordable Care Act database required manufacturers to publish all payments to physicians. And they said those who did get kickbacks, covering anything from meals to accommodation for a meeting, were up to 100% more likely to prescribe that company's drug for either cancer. In the metastatic renal cell cancer group, oncologists who received payments were twice as likely to prescribe that firm's medication. For CML, doctors who received a payment were 29% more likely to prescribe that drug. They were also more likely to reduce prescriptions of drugs, which were coming to the end of their patent, switching over to a different supplier from the same company in a way that would protect the company's profits. So, if you went to a meeting to learn about a drug and learn about the latest, okay, like you went to a meeting and a pharmaceutical company helped sponsor it, and you like what you learned, does that necessarily mean kickback? To some people that say yes. I would just say really take that data with a grain of salt, because everybody wants to make the doctor look bad. And I'm tired of it. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. Don't go away.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did. We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $9.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com. We'll never charge item fees, ever. Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
BuySellMakeOffer.com.
BuySellMakeOffer.com. You got it?
BuySellMakeOffer.com.
BuySellMakeOffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at FullyCookedBacon.com. FullyCookedBacon.com.